Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to this week's episode of You Matter. This is a fun one because I sat down with Anurag and David this past January as they came in town for Shine. Who else is counting down the days to Shine? If you've been, you know that it's such a special time to have our artisan partners come, all be in the same room together and get to learn from each other. So in this episode, I sit down with David, who's our overseas partner in Vietnam, and Anurag, who leads one of our artisan partner groups in India. These men have collectively dedicated decades of experience to artisan communities in the countries where they live. And we're going to get to hear a bit of their history and fair trade and also about the ins and outs of the work that they're currently doing. As you listen, remember that they're able to do this work because of you. So if you just busted your butt this week, or if you just made a scary ask, or if you just put on a necklace that's outside of your comfort zone today, remember that it's all because of them. That is why we get to do what we do. So be encouraged. Hey, Noonday Ambassadors, welcome to You Matter. We are so looking forward to this next 30, 45 minutes with you guys. I am sitting here with two of our artisan business partners, Anurag Mittal,
yes,
from Pushpanjali in India, Agra. I've actually been able to go visit him in India, and he lives in Agra, which is a beautiful city. And I've been able to visit you too, David. Look at that. Vietnam, such a beautiful, beautiful city and area. Just fell in love. David's a foodie, which I really appreciate. So David Purvis works with Alok in Vietnam. He's been there for 20 years, although he originally hails from London. So don't let that throw you. You still love him. And we're just going to talk a little bit more about your work with Noonday Collection. So first, most of our ambassadors listening in right now probably don't know about your business and how your business came to be. And both of you all have been working very robustly in fair trade for a very long time. So I'm excited to get to really dig in a little bit to what you've learned over the years and even how you've seen Noonday maybe compare or contrast what it's been like to work with Noonday compared to other partners of yours. So, David, how did you start Alok?
It's a long story because it's 21 years into it. But I started by signing a 4-year lay missioner contract with an American organization called Maryknoll. They're based in their headquarters in New York, or upstate New York. So I was given a choice of Brazil or Peru or Vietnam, Hanoi, Vietnam. I chose Vietnam because of the type of work that Maryknoll was already doing there with rural youth skill training projects. So I went there and got involved in helping the graduates from those groups get jobs or create small businesses. While I was doing that, I also designed a project that I then got funding for by the Canadian Embassy. And that the idea of that project was to work with 5 artisan groups per 12-month period on a small business development program where they would learn product design, product production management, bookkeeping, and personnel management. So that's how really I got involved with the artisan community in the rural situation. And that's what we're still doing today. We work with Noonday on development of per season with a number of those different artisan groups. And very successfully, it's impacting a lot of people's lives.
So awesome. So 21 years, you married a woman from Vietnam.
That's right, yeah. We met in 2004. So I originally landed in Hanoi, Vietnam in 1995. Met Mai. My wife's name is Mai.
And she works with you as well?
She does now, yeah. In the last couple of years, she's got involved because the children were too small before that. So she was really looking after the children entirely. But now she has more time to spare, so she's getting involved. And she also really likes the design side of it.
Okay.
She loves all the jewelry.
Yes. How many kids do you have again?
Three boys.
Three boys.
Yeah. One is 11, nearly 12. Another one is 10, and the other one's 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're fun.
They're doing very well.
And then you and I met through Karen Gibbs, who now works for Noonday as our artisan development guru extraordinaire. We met in New York.
That's right, at the Artisan Resort.
We did.
And that was when it was still out on the piers.
It was very small. It was when it was really small. And I was so excited because I had been looking for horn.
Okay.
I had been looking for horn work. And I remember just stumbling upon your booth and I just pulled everything down that I thought could have some potential.
Yeah, it was quite a lot.
It was. And I took pictures. And remember, I think that first necklace we did, we layered it and you figured out how to glue stuff together for the first time. So,
well, that's what you continue to do with it. Noonday are always challenging us with to find new techniques to develop or to combine it with other materials, et cetera, et cetera. It's wonderful. We love that.
Yes, so we've had a lot of fun with David, pushing him. I remember I was like, can we do metal? He's like, no, we can't. No. We cannot do metal. We're doing metal.
Yeah. Well, I was so afraid of the documentation to actually get it into the States because the American authorities are so strict about, the documentation, but we've got over that and got over all the different problems. From time to time.
I'm so happy. I love our products from Vietnam.
Good. Thank you.
So, Anurag, how long have you been working in fair trade?
For me, it's now 8 years working in fair trade.
Okay.
But the organization, it's 34 years old organization. They started as a fair trade organization in 1982.
Wow, 34 years. So tell us more of the history of Pushpanjali. And I would love for you to explain the name.
Yes, Pushpanjali was started in 1982 with the support of Oxfam Trading UK. So it was the way the Pushpanjali took a birth in a fair trade sector. And Pushpanjali means welcoming people.
Welcoming people.
And it in two ways, like Pushpanjali means having flowers in the folded hands and you present someone welcoming.
Which is whenever I go to India, it's such a beautiful tradition when you walk in and you get presented with these beautiful marigold flowers.
And in southern part of India, there's a dance which is named Pushpanjali. It is being presented and done when you welcome people. Mm. So both the ways, it's welcoming people and
welcoming people.
It's about the people.
Yes, lovely name.
It is, isn't it? Mm. And so you started off with Oxfam. Tell us how you came to begin working for the organization.
It's a long story.
We have plenty of time. That's why we're here.
It's a very different one. The organization was founded with one of my founders was my father. And I got the chance to study the post-graduation in business management and international business. But I was not into the fair trade. And after my education was complete, I was working for the corporate sector. And I was loving my work, but I was brought and bond with the artisans. And Pushpanjali was having a bad times because Oxfam was deciding to close down all the business activities as a central office. So it was the hard time for us. And then the artisans, we had a meeting and I was invited to that. And then artisans came to me and they said in our local language, we have to do something. Then we slowly started, you know, giving them the support from outside, some of my extra times, part-time, to make them understand how we can function it out, how we can revive the things. So because I've lived with the artisans, I was my childhood with the artisans, so that way it changed my mind and I stepped down from the corporate sector. Mm. Although it was a very tough decision for me. But when you work with the artisans, it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. You are empowering people, you are empowering women, you are changing the lives of the children mm-hmm. who are living, who don't have access to education and who don't have access to many things in the... So I decided to step down from the corporate sector and, you know, start functioning in Pushpanjali. And now I think we are in a... We revived fully mm-hmm. from the bad phase of that life mm-hmm. and artisans are now getting sustainable and regular work. And we met Noonday 2 years back.
Yes.
And then with Johanna and Claire.
Yes.
And then you and Travis visited us
uh-huh.
to our office. And then it all, you know, changed the things. And our artisans get regular work from you.
Mm-hmm.
And in last few months back, we developed a new product line, which we revealed to you. And the support came from Noonday to start the new product line. And we are hopefully manageable to give more work to our artisans.
Mm.
So that way, I am very thankful for Noonday, you know, for partnering with us.
Yes. We have some exciting things in the works for fall. So ambassadors listening now are going to have to wait with their, you know, expectantly. So let's talk about hard times because, you know, you all have, you know, even though you've only been working for Pushpanjali for 8 years, your father was one of the founders. So you've been in this business for a long time. You've, David, have as well. You know, Noonday's 7 years. And it's funny because people think of entrepreneurs as these starters and these visionaries that can't finish, right? They think, okay, entrepreneurs start things, but they're not very good at building things. And that was something that Travis, when he was partnering with me, I don't know if y'all know the story of Travis and I, but I had started Noonday had been running it for about a year and it was tiny. It was nothing. It was being run out of my house. And he said, hey, I'm ready to live salary free off my life savings and let's see if we can make this work. And so he was taking a really big risk and he really felt like, well, my biggest risk, Jessica, is you, because if you somehow bail or whatever, then this thing isn't going to work out. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be interesting in that Noonday, even though we're 7 years in, I am enjoying the building part because really now we're getting to really talk about sustainability and we're really building Noonday to last. But that has meant going through hard times. So we have gone through hard times. When you think about the hard times that each of your businesses has gone through, how has that helped strengthen you in the end? And tell me a little bit about what made you not quit, because you might have had other options, you know? And I'm trying to think about ambassadors who we all as ambassadors go through times where we want to quit, where we're like, okay, I'm done loading up my car. I've had 10 people tell me no this week. I haven't made the money I thought I was going to make this month. I'm going to quit. So I'm trying to help encourage them to understand what grit looks like for you all and your cultures and how we can learn from that and be grittier as ambassadors. So speak a little bit about Anurag, y'all's, the hard time y'all went through and what made you kind of say, okay, I'm going to change my whole career now.
See, it's very easy to say no to the things and, you know, you can quit it out. But facing challenge, is something which you revives you all. And for me, if I think I have to quit, I can say, but it was the whole team of people. If we quit, then it is all we lose.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not only the me, it was the artisans whom we have been working with. We cannot leave them. So it was the one of the most important things. We have to be with them. We have to empower them. We have to connect them, because it is all about the fair trade essence and sustainable living. So it was not only for me.
Right.
So right. This was the thing which I thought, no, we should do it. And we will do it together.
Right.
So that gave me a confidence, because the artisans were very confident. They showed faith and support with me. So it was the thing.
So tell us a little bit, the beautiful purse, right, that we carried this season, that is the little clutch that is handmade, the Zardozi clutch, so intricate and beautiful. I know that's made by a group of women in Agra. Tell me about your relationship with them. And when you said they said, hey, no, you can't quit on us. And how have you seen their lives change over the years?
I would say, like, we have done a lot great work with these women. This was made by the women who were from the Muslim religion. And we have that relationship that we can walk down to their homes, not only me from my office. So we will work as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we have achieved with them. Then, secondly, the children of our women artisans, they all go to the school, they have access to the education, and they are now supporting their family. Wow. So they are not dependent on their husband's income. They have their own income, mm-hmm. and they spend where they wanted to do that.
Wow.
So,
which in India, I think especially, is empowering.
Yes. So that is one of the things which we feel great about.
Having a long-term theatre, vision.
Long-term sustainable partnership with the artisans.
Yeah.
Good vision.
And to have a long-term sustainable partnership with artisans, you have to have long-term sustainable partnership with buyers.
Definitely.
And for us, we need to have long-term sustainable partnership with ambassadors. So we're all dependent upon each other.
Yes, it's a chain.
It is. It is. David, what about you? 21 years. I'm sure there were times you thought London sounds nice to me today. I'm missing my shepherd's pie.
Yeah, fish and chips. Right? no, there's a similarity to Anurag's story that I can say about a time of decision rather than a difficulty. And that is when I arrived in 95. And the end of the contract, the lay missioner contract with Mary Knoll, was coming around about 1999. So I was actually considering, I'd been living in the States prior to that, prior to Vietnam. And I hadn't been close to my father for many years. And he was elderly. My mother had died many years before. So I was planning to go and live back in the UK so I could be close to my father for some years. But within a couple of months of me making that decision, my father died.
Mm.
That coupled together with the all of the artisan groups that I had already been working with for, by that time, 4+ years, they were all pleading with me not to leave. And which actually at that time made me realize that the main thing about commitment and also sustainability. Because if you work with an artisan group and you take them up the road of helping them get regular work, regular income, and then all of a sudden you're saying goodbye, that's kind of almost immoral, because these people are very poor. They're from very poor communities, and so they can't be brought up as far as their economic level is concerned, and then lose it all.
Right.
So it made me value that to a much greater degree. Mm. So I decided to stay and reconfirm my commitment to them.
Mm.
And, you know, which some of the groups I've been working with for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
So amazing, seeing their families, children being born, and actually those children now even going through to university or college and university, which they would have never been able to afford had they not been able to get sustainable work.
Right.
So that, yeah, it has a huge impact.
Yeah. Anurag used the term family, and I think we feel that.
Absolutely. They're all part of our lives.
Yeah. I know for me, after my first year with Noonday, and really it started as a fundraiser, raising money to get Jack home, who you guys met last night. Who, David, you went all in with Jack. I saw the pictures of you playing dress-up with him. He's not shy at all.
I like Star Wars, right?
Star Wars. They were playing Star Wars last night. And there was that moment where I thought, okay, I thought this was a fundraiser, but if I just stop now, at the time, Jolly and Daniel had just hired their first handful of people. And I was their only buyer. And so there really was that sense of, if this was just a fundraiser, then that was just like, okay, that was a fun year, great for me.
Yeah.
But what about them?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that is what's exciting to me about this idea of long-term partnership. And long-term partnership, you have to have passionate commitment. And I feel like that is really what makes Noonday unique. So, David, tell us a little bit about, I know we've pushed you design-wise, tell us about the metal working group and how that whole process of, the horn work is so amazing. It's just beautiful, but we wanted to elevate that with metal. So how did you go about figuring that out?
Figuring out who to use.
Who to use, and then how are you helping to sustain that group now?
Okay, that also, the way that you get into contact, or the way that you find another group in Vietnam, is really all by networking with the different artisan groups. Who has worked in metal, for example? Who is a community that needs help, that needs to have the work? So we were introduced to a few different areas to look at, which we went and saw what they were doing, and also saw what the kind of community was and whether it was something that needed help. And so that was our main criteria with starting the relationship with the group that we work with now. Plus how they will interact with the horn group.
Right.
Because it's got to be a good relationship, otherwise it's disastrous.
Right.
There is a major challenge with it, which there is with all of the different materials working in collaboration, and that is the logistics of it.
Right.
Because you have to get one part of it made, and then that has to be QC'd and then transferred to the other group, and you have to make sure that the other group is not damaging those parts in their process of making their contribution to the product. And some of them have three parts to them,
horn,
metal, and marble. Right. So we have to be very careful with our own office staff to monitor that whole process between each part of it being made and then transferred in good time to the second group, to then be done correctly, correct shape, correct quality, in order to then be moved to the third group, and then obviously keeping a good concentration on the amount of time that it's taken for production, so that we can meet Noonday's requirements for delivery.
Right.
So it's all quite a challenge, but it's very satisfying because it creates a product that is unique.
Right. And impacts more people.
A lot more people. It's increased. So the metal group, there are 60 plus people involved in that process. In the marble group is a smaller group, but that's eight people right now.
Yeah.
So those all are,
I like how you said right now.
The marble. Well,
did y'all catch that?
Yeah.
Right. They're saying right now.
We're hoping for more.
That's right.
Yeah. And of course, the people in the Marble Group are hoping for more. So we're working closely with Noonday's design team to come up with more designs that can incorporate all of those materials.
And that are cost effective, David.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always looking at. I'm like, Lana, this is beautiful, but we can't afford it.
Yeah, we're working on that.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it. So tell me a little bit more about what has been unique or different about working with Noonday Collection, Anurag, or has there been anything? Maybe it's been the same.
What I loved about Noonday is, like, they are sending their own designs. So that is a design exclusivity which they are keeping for their customers.
Hmm.
So that is one thing which I like. And the design sheets which you send is quite, you know, explanatory, self-explanatory.
Hmm.
So, and you are doing hard work on designs, which I feel is a great work.
Good.
And it helps our artisans to, you know, enhance their skills also. So it is a challenge also.
It's so exciting to see how, as we work together, you know, our team becomes more innovative working with you all. And then I know the artisans become more innovative, you know, working with us. It really is a collaboration.
I love the whole model. The model, you know, from the, or with the ambassadors, and how lots of the ambassadors are working for reasons for sales and for money, but also for the story, for the people that they're helping, the end product of these families that we're talking about in Vietnam or in India, that they're having a lot of impact with, to the collaborative work in design, as you say, with the design team. I think the whole model is fabulous. I think it's really a great model for us to do business in.
Awesome. Okay, so next 5 years, what does our relationship look like in 5 years? What kind of impact can Noonday Collection have on Anurag and with your partners 5 years from now? Paint us a picture of what our commitment and what our ambassadors' commitment can do for your communities.
See, what I see for the next 5 years is we will be able to provide more employment so people do have a job. And the impact which I see is, like, we are doing a lot of social projects as well. So, like, we run a medical camp. And as you do the children adoption program, we have a girl education support program. Because in India still, you see a lot of families who are not able to support the child education. So especially what they do, there is some discrimination, like sending a male child to the school, but not the female child. So we at Pushpanjali support girl education, who all are the artisans are. We encourage them to send the girl child to the school, and we sponsor the school fees. So that impact, I think, if you see not only the 5 years, when they will grow up, they will see the real impact that has been made in their lives.
It's investing in girls that eventually become women, empowered women.
Yes.
I love that.
So that's why I think it's not only the vision for 5 years. The small things which we are doing now will have an impact after 20 years even.
That's so true.
So that's why I think
I love that.
It's good about it.
David, what about you, Vietnam?
I see it. Right now, the work that Noonday is able to give us is giving full-time work for 180, maybe 185 people full-time.
Wow.
So what I would hope is that in 5 years, that would have increased by 30-40%.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that sounds quite feasible. All of those effects that you say about you know, them being able to afford education, them being able to afford medical attention, there's enough food on the table for the families, et cetera, comes with all of this full-time work. Those families did not have that before they were able to have this sustainable full-time work. Yeah. So if we can give it to more than 180 families full-time sustainably over the next 5 years, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So the two top requested countries that ambassadors want to come visit are India and Vietnam. And we just announced at Shine that our 2018 trip is going to be to come visit you in Vietnam, David.
So yeah, excellent.
What should we be excited about coming to visit you in Vietnam?
Oh, so many different things. You said that I'm a foodie. Well, there's great food there. There's great food in Vietnam. But the people, I think that the people, you're going to love the people. They're so friendly. They're full of energy. They're extremely hard workers. They're so creative.
Yes.
So there's going to be so many things that for a person from America that has never been to that part of the world, for them to go to Vietnam, there's so much for them to be turned on by.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
David's going to be researching resorts and all sorts of stuff for us to get to look into. But I absolutely fell in love with Vietnam. Mm. Even though it was hot, I loved it anyway. So Anurag, I also cannot wait to come visit and bring ambassadors.
Yes.
India feels like a little bit of an adventure just because everything's so spread out. You know, because it's huge. India is huge. So it's so hard because I'm like, okay, I want to go. I want to bring ambassadors. But there's Delhi, there's Agra, there's Orissa, there's Rajasthan. I mean, we are working with so many different groups. But of course, Agra would not get missed on our trip. And tell us about, you came and met ambassadors at our first ever coaching leadership summit in Chicago. Our next Coaching Leadership Summit is going to be in Denver. We're really excited about that. But tell me, what were some of your thoughts of getting to meet the customer that you're serving, our ambassador?
I would say I really enjoyed my time in Chicago. And it was a great learning experience for me also. Because I feel like as we are supporting the artisans at our part and getting them empowered, I think on the other hand, Noonday is doing the same thing, empowering the women so they can have their own job and they can be their own boss.
I love it.
So I love that, you know, meeting with them. And I talked with many of them, a few ambassadors, and I really enjoyed talking to them and, you know, the experiences, how customer thinks about it, how they think, how the piece is made, the product is made, what is the story behind it, how it is supporting the artisans. So we shared all these experiences together. And I really loved and enjoyed it. And I would like to welcome your ambassadors to Agra. And they can really meet the artisans. We can have the lunch together, the food together with the artisans. They can, you know, want to work with the artisans. They can spend some time with them. And I think it will be all fun.
2019, guys, we're going to start working on this for you, okay? Okay, so parting words. What do you want to share with our ambassadors to encourage them to commit and work their businesses to help grow your flourishing in your communities?
I would say to the ambassadors is they are doing a great job, and because they are there, we and artisans exist. So it's the whole chain, because it's the product who is made by the artisans and it's the customer who is buying it. So it's a partnership and it's a long chain from the end customer to the artisans who is producing it. So we all are connected and stay connected and wish them a good luck so they can help the artisans to have a sustainable living and sustainable income.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that the ambassador's love is coming to reality. The way that they express their love is in the work that they're doing in selling the products of all of these various communities in Vietnam, in Africa, in India, in various countries in Central America, South America. So, and I think that that's their expression of love. And the more that we learn individually how to express our love, the greater we are as a person.
That is really profound to say that our businesses are a way that we're expressing our love.
It is.
We say that, yes. Style made with love.
Yeah.
Is one of our tags. And it truly is. What we're doing is with love. That's what matters. Well, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to keeping in touch and doing another podcast maybe sometime this year. Maybe we can bring on one of your artisans and you could help translate. And thank you so much for what you're doing. And we absolutely stand with you and are committed to you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Loved that conversation. I loved getting to sit down with them. David talked about how sustainable work has also enabled some of the artisans in his community to send their children to school and even to university. So this is world-changing stuff that we are getting to do. As you know, I always walk away from conversations with our artists and partners feeling inspired and more motivated than ever in this work. And I know that that you do too. So you heard it from David and you heard from Honorog that your work, your sales, your coaching, your hustling, it really does play a key role in this world-changing work. We also talked about how our partners are more like family than business partners and that our work can be an expression of our love. And isn't that a cool way to think about it as you go about your work at noonday, that it's really your expression of love, love for your family, love for our artisan partners. We are a family that spans the globe and we're working for one another's flourishing. And I'm going to make a plug for Shine now because that is what makes Shine so special. Not only is it a time to have conversations like this, but it's a time for our global family to gather together. So do not miss out on Shine 2018. Registration's already up. You can get early bird pricing. Go check it out on our website. It's going to be such an incredible year of Shine. And I know that you know that Shine isn't the only place to connect. We love to hear from you. I loved reading some of your You Matters from on your hashtag You Matters on Facebook. And so go start a conversation. Remember that we are a community that embraces our vulnerability and creates compassionate spaces of belonging for ourselves and others. And a lot of that can happen just by being vulnerable on our Facebook page. So I want to hear what you are learning from these podcasts, and I will see you on the next one.